I'm Wanda Bean. Thank you for listening to The Best of One Blunt Woman. This is episode 24, and we get a little serious on this one. I talk about the affair I had, and I have to ask you, is it really worth it? I go onto my Google Maps and everything is red. I'm like, you know what? I could never live here.
And if you're on vacation and you want to be drinking, it's like, I'm going to be stuck. Like, I'm going to have to piss for like 45 minutes because that's how long it's going to take to get 4 miles.
It's 12 o'clock on a Tuesday in the middle of the week, in the middle of the day. You think, oh, there's no traffic. Oh my God, the fucking 405 stopped. I'm like, why do people? And it's like this 24/7. The only thing good about all that traffic was I took my kids to, which I'm going to talk about, the entire vacation. And my kids are hilarious, although they fight all the time. It drives me nuts. But there were some really funny moments. But when we came back from that, I took my kids to the Rangers Anaheim game. By the way, that's baseball. Boys, I know you're not familiar.
Baseball.
You're not familiar with sports.
Yeah.
But that is baseball. And right. It's professional. It's Major League Baseball.
All right, you're losing me.
And yeah, I know. Well, when we were leaving, you've heard of Disneyland. It's right there in Anaheim.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad you could take that.
That one's baseball.
Yeah, I know what Disneyland is.
That's not baseball.
Football is America's pastime.
But we're leaving because I left after 5 innings because I got so bored. But
were there any touchdowns?
Fireworks are everywhere, which was so cool. And they're literally landing on my car. I rented a convertible bug. And my son's like, really, Mom, a slug bug? And he kept wanting to hit me. I go, you can't hit me in the car.
Was it like an old-fashioned slug bug?
It was a cute little convertible. I rented
at Advantage. In a long time.
I'd heard the term slug bug never.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're not 10.
Yeah, no. Kevin's and siblings didn't play games to hit each other in color. They just hit each other.
We didn't really fight when we grew up.
Really?
Yeah.
God, your mother, no wonder she's so sweet. I'm a total bitch because my kids, all they do is nonstop. It's like jockeying for position. It's a whole new sport in my house. I've created a new sport. Anyways, my first.
Another one that Zach and I probably can't follow.
What?
Sport.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Wow, that went over my head. That was good. I love your humor. I always have to go back and listen to these to really fully get what you say, Kevin, because you're funny.
Thank you.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So are you.
He's
so
all right.
First segment,
you're my inspiration.
Good. I'm glad. The first segment is always me and my mouth. I'm the author of my blog, Jesus Divorce, and over 40. About to be over 50. Not really. A few more years. So when I like to talk about what's going on in the world, so much of this, I've decided I'm really not an angry person because I really am a laid-back person, but it seems like a lot of the shit I talk about is really angry crap. Did you hear about the teacher and Ulysses, the middle school teacher, black guy? Not the color matters. He was just...
I heard about a teacher, but I didn't think it was in Ulysses.
He impregnated
his
15-year-old student, 8th grade. He would pull her out of class so she could give him blowjobs, and then he went and fucked her in the back of his car, and she's pregnant. This kind of shit... I don't get. Why are you fucking a 15-year-old? That is a child. My daughter is about to be 15. It just makes me ill. Anyways, I got to talk about it. I can't remember the guy's name. I saw his mugshot, and it just fucking pissed me off. That's all I would say.
Good Lord.
I know you make the horrible joke about, you know, being a 15-year-old boy with a hot 30-year-old teacher.
There is a double,
Okay.
It's different.
Don't say
it's different.
It's not quite as...
We talked about that in my double standard show, because everything I talked about was double
standard.
Zach,
if you were 15 and you banged your hot teacher, would you feel abused?
Okay. No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I understand.
But the other way around, it's wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I totally agree
with
that.
Well, it's wrong both ways, but yes.
I'm not even attracted to like a 19-year-old girl, and I'm 30. I'm still like, that's too young.
I'm
like,
so not attracted
a lot of the times,
to anyone
the
under
kid
40.
Doesn't know any better and thinks it's cool, but that doesn't make it any better.
I think
it's still
in my
bad.
Age and stage in life, if a woman's not old enough to drink, then I'm not like, I don't think I can be physically attracted.
Good to know where your bar is set.
And even then,
I
like
prefer that my partner be able to drink and kind of like double that number is kind of my thing.
Yeah.
I'm really into men who are mature. Okay, moving on. Do you all know what an honor killing is?
No.
No.
Is that a football term?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's really funny. No, you idiot. It's not a football term. I asked y'all earlier if you knew who Dennis Green was, and you gave me the stupidest answers. How do you not know? But then again, it's sports, and I really should know that you two. It's not your thing, but okay.
We both just looked at you and said, Dennis Green?
Yeah.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Is that a ballerina? Yeah.
The Dennis Green?
Yeah, okay. So an honor killing is apparently when somebody kills someone in their family for honor, or maybe not necessarily their family, somebody they know.
It sounds
for
like
the
an Eastern
honor.
Thing.
So apparently there's this woman in, she's 26 years old. She's the Kim Kardashian of Pakistan. She's on their social media, and her brother strangled her, and he said he did it for honor, for God.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. Do you all understand extremism at all?
No.
I mean, I don't get it. So he strangles her. And the father, even the father was like, you're going to suffer the wrath of God.
I thought the father was like, well done, son.
Well, that's actually, I was surprised the father said that in Pakistan. But he was really, apparently she's a huge social media star there because she would put out sexually explicit videos. Of course, I don't know what raunchy means in Pakistan. She could be exposing her hand for all I know. I don't know. They're crazy over there. I'm probably going to get killed by some fucking crazy mother.
I'd look it up, and I'm creeped out to look it up because she's dead.
Yeah. I know, and it's really sad. So we think that we're so far behind. We have so many issues here that we're battling. But truly, a woman can't even do anything over there. I mean, she can't expose any parts of her body.
Yeah.
I couldn't live that way. Not that I'm exposing. I mean, I put a bikini on. I had a party at my house Saturday. I'm running around in my bikini. I mean, you can't do that.
No.
I mean, what is wrong with men? Why? What is wrong with those people?
I don't want there to be a place on earth where someone can't feel free to run around in a bikini.
No, me neither.
I mean...
Okay, so we're much more open-minded here. Imagine living over there. First of all, it's so fucking hot, you'd want to be in a bikini.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, didn't it hit like 125?
The hottest place on earth. They're like, wear more clothes.
Yeah, I know, right? Anyway, so moving on. Okay, so remember last week when I talked about my police friends and on my hockey team and we raised money for them?
Yes, to buy armor.
To buy armor. We ended up raising $1,200 for each of my friends, and they each bought a new protective vest that is rifle gun rated. So I'm really proud of my teammates. Remember, my teammates are school teachers and students, and they're not making money.
Right.
And we all put it together, and we raised $2,400 for the two of them. I wonder what it'd be like if we could raise more money to really help these people who need our help. And
maybe we should get something started.
Maybe we should. We'll look into this. But I'm really happy. So I have to tell this quick story. I was sitting there after the game, and my friend Britt, who is a police officer, she's just graduated 2 months ago, and she says, oh my God, wait till you hear this story. I was called on a domestic violence case, and the woman said, oh my God, my husband's beating me. You need to arrest him. So what do? The police show up, and they arrest him for beating his wife. She throws him in the car, and the woman starts yelling at my friend, who is a 2 month recent graduate of the police academy. You can't arrest my husband. You can't arrest him. And she's like, you called us to arrest him.
You made the call. Then she changed her mind. Didn't want to press charges.
So then she kept calling her a racist, white, whatever. And no wonder people are wanting to kill the police because of people like her. I'm confused. And so she's doing everything in her power not to say anything because she's got a body cam on. She's got a cam in the car. I mean, they're watched 24/7, and you talk about poking the bear. I mean, they are going after her. They're saying everything she can, and she's like, wait a minute, you called us to protect you, and now I'm a racist because I'm white and you're black.
Yeah, you can't uncall the cops. That's right. Not an option. When the cops show up, it's going down, like whether you like it or not.
And so she was there to protect her.
Next time I'm scared, can I call you? Like,
she says, this is why y'all are getting shot. I'm like, what?
I might have shot her.
She said that?
I've decided
Wow.
This is not a war on racism. This is a war on fucking stupidity. I'm Wanda Means, and you're listening to the very best of One Blunt Woman. Okay, but this is about my children. It's not about me and my sex life. Although it's prolific lately. I just want you to know. Remember, I'm not pregnant. My ex was listening to my last podcast.
Well, you wouldn't be the oldest pregnant
woman.
And he
said, I alluded to being pregnant, but I am not pregnant. So I just have to make that very clear.
All right, you have to make that distinction.
He said, I wasn't sure, Wanda. I go, don't worry, I'm not pregnant. God, thank God. Can you imagine?
But you do want to be the oldest pregnant person.
I do want to be the oldest pregnant person. And the guy I'm dating, I still want him to get a vasectomy. Get a vasectomy. I'm talking to you. You know who you are. Anyway, so this shit really happens. I'm in LA with
It's like, even though I know you're not talking about me for a second, you're like pointing, and I'm like, oh God, like I'm not going to give a second.
Wait, Kevin, let me make it very clear. Kevin and I have never had sex.
Yeah, no, you're
barely of age to drink. I'm not going to fuck you.
I've been able to drink like 10 years.
Well, my rule is you have to be double the number, and sorry you're not there. Okay, so I'm in California with my kids. I take my kids to the Angels game, and I've already talked about how the traffic in LA sucks 24/7.
It's horrible.
So we're at the Angels game or the Rangers game, and it's so funny. We didn't plan to go. We just left. I said, well, I don't know what we're going to do today. Well, we end up going. My daughter is wearing a cowboy hat. My other daughter is wearing a Rangers hat, and my son is wearing a Dallas Stars hat. I'm like, this is fun. Okay. I know you don't know.
That's
who
actually something Zach and I would do though, wear like a Stars hat to a Rangers game or something.
Well, at least you had a sporting hat on. I'll give you that much, Kevin. Because so
I got that going.
We're walking into the Angels game and we go sit in the nosebleed and the Rangers are getting their ass whipped in the first inning. And just so you know, Kevin, there are 9 innings in a baseball game. If you didn't know that, I'm just telling you.
I actually did play baseball.
Oh, you
kid,
did? Because
so,
I had a girlfriend at the Stars game said to me now, are there 4 innings in hockey? I go, no, you dumbass. There's 3 periods.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have friends that don't know anything about sports. So we're at the game, and the Rangers hit a home run. And mind you, we're getting our ass kicked. Robert, my 10-year-old who's crazy, I've talked about him before. He gets up and he's screaming, "Go Rangers, go Rangers." And then he says, "Suck it, Angels."
I like this kid.
10 years old. And I just look at him and everybody is staring at us because they're all Angels fans. This is a night they all gave Angels t-shirts out or something. And I'm like, oh my God, you're 10. Please.
Everyone hears "Suck it, Angels" in a 10-year-old's voice.
Everyone hears "Suck it, Angels." And the Rangers had just scored a home run. I'm pretty sure we got our ass kicked in the game. I left after the 5th inning. I don't even know. I said, we're leaving before the 7th inning stretch. And my kids would go, what? I didn't even want to explain. Do you know what the 7th inning stretch is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You play baseball. Okay. So we leave there. We're going through this amazing fireworks at Disneyland, which was cool. I feel like the debris is hitting my car. You know, what goes up must come down. It's literally right off the highway. Have you ever been to Disney Hell?
No.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't call it Disney Hell. I've been so many times that I call it Disney Hell. I know. It's bad.
I've never been to any Disney.
I know. It's too much for me. The Disney Cruise is fun, though, because you go to their own deserted island, which is totally cool, and I love. I just hate it. I just didn't like it. I'm just not that kind of mom. I'm not that good of a mom. So we're leaving. We come home. We're at the beach the next day, and this fucking Pokemon Go thing is driving me crazy.
It's driving everybody crazy.
It's so gay.
Stop.
Okay,
you know I don't like the word gay.
Sorry for being politically incorrect.
I don't like gay, and I don't like retarded. And I'll say anything, and I don't like those two words.
I'm like the most accepting guy ever, but some words are funny, all right?
Okay, fine. They're funny. So my son goes off. Our hotel, we're staying right in the beach. It's called the Beach House Hotel in Hermosa, and all the restaurants, so everything's there. He comes downstairs in a suit, and I look at him and I go, where the hell did, why are you in a suit?
We are overdressed.
Like a suit?
Yes.
Wow. I thought you meant like a bathing suit.
No.
Yeah.
Like a black suit.
Like a black suit.
Yes. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, the girl said we had to dress up for dinner. And his sisters are totally messing with him. This is the first day of them messing with him. So I said, get your ass upstairs and go change. I mean, dressing up in Hermosa Beach is putting on clothes.
There's always a gullible sibling.
Yeah,
right?
Always. And he's my baby. Yeah. So wait till I tell you the next story. So he goes upstairs, comes downstairs, changes. We go to dinner with one of my high school friends whom I hadn't seen in 20 years or not that long, but it had been forever since I've seen her. So it was good seeing. I saw some old friends. So because I used to live in Southern California and the traffic was still bad 25 years ago when I lived there. It hasn't gotten any better. So we go in there and we go to dinner and Robert goes, I'm running back to the room. I said, okay. So we go back to the room. He's not there. Mm. You talk about a mother having a heart attack. I mean, the restaurant is right across from the hotel. Where the fuck did he go?
Yeah, what happened?
So I go upstairs. I mean, then I start to panic and then I start to sweat.
Well, yeah, you're a stranger in a strange land.
And
so is he.
And we're on the beach and everyone's laid back. Okay, it's not Venice. I'm sure you're open to Venice Beach.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, it's, you know, people are looking at me because I'm having a cigarette. And I'm like, everyone's fucking smoking pot here and you're giving me shit for a cigarette?
Nobody cares on Venice. It's great, dude.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
They care in Hermosa Beach. So I got slack for that. There's a volleyball tournament going on. It's totally cool. I am panicking. I'm texting my friends. I can't find Robert. Oh, my God. Where is he? We run around. We're looking for him. I finally see him walking up and down the Strand. And I said, where have you been? I'm having a heart attack. He's like, oh, I was looking for one of those Pokemon Go's. And then I went and played volleyball with some friends. I go, friends? You don't have any friends here. We don't live here.
Yeah.
He goes, well, I made friends. And I'm like, I love that he is 10 years old and is adventurous.
That you're adaptable.
And he's independent. And he just, he wasn't playing in his suit, by the way, because I made him change.
Right.
But I'm like, honey, you cannot do this. You want to give a mother a heart attack? You've heard people have died from this Pokemon shit.
Yeah, the world's a crazy place nowadays.
Okay, I'm going to talk about that later. But anyway, so
Pokemon Go is killing people.
Yeah, I know. Before it was selfies, and now it's Pokemon Go.
People are going to start using it as a
way to... What the hell is next?
Cell phones don't kill people. People kill people, Kevin.
Okay,
some guy who doesn't like his wife or something is going to be like, hey, there's a Pokemon on those train tracks over there. Like, go catch it.
As he's twisting his dastardly
there's one
mustache.
Right there in the Grand Canyon. Go get him.
Stop.
We're going to say Pokemon Go for another episode. Yeah. I don't get it, but, you know, I'm not really into, you know, whatever everyone else is into. So the next day, I go to have a drink. I come downstairs, and Robert looks at me dead serious, and he says, Mom, when am I going to start my period? I said,
I can't tell you how many times Zach has asked me that.
Yeah, so I look at the girls, and they started dying laughing. Because, and neither one, they're 13 and 14, and they haven't started their period yet. But they're telling their little brother, who's 10, he's going to start his period.
Mom, I've been spotting.
These girls are brutal.
So
he can't catch a break.
So he says, "Is it, Mom? Is blood really going to come out my penis?" Oh my god! I'm like, God, I love you. You are so cute, but oh my god, I'm going to kill your sisters. They fight when they're not fighting; they're fucking with their little brother. And I was the baby, and so I was clearly messed.
But you're like, however, if blood does ever come out your penis, come to me immediately.
No, right?
Yeah.
And so, anyways, the poor kid, I love him to death, and he's got bigger balls than any person that I know. But he still believed that he was going to have a period.
Yeah, he can make friends at 10.
How can you? So I play hockey. He's already better than I am on the ice skating. I'm like, how is it you're so good at something and so stupid? Like, oh, I mean, I love him to death. He's my baby, and don't tell the rest of him, but he's my favorite.
It's all just simple kids fun. If he had a tampon in his dick, then you should be worried.
All right. Sorry. You don't have to be gratuitous.
All right. Yeah. That's my job here. I make dick jokes. That's what I do.
I will tell him, that's do not joke. Put a tampon in your penis. He's going to look at it and go, which end, Mom? The string or the other end? I can't believe we're having this conversation. We got to stop.
It's
By
great.
The way, money is not the root of all evil. Sibling rivalry is. And don't ever forget that. You've given me the pinky penis. I'm Wanda Means, and thank you for listening to this special presentation of One Blunt Woman. So, but you know, it's hard to talk about child molestation every day. I mean, it's difficult. It's challenging.
It is. It's a very cringeworthy topic.
It is. So, but Ashley Madison was in the news again. They're having issues with their branding. I mean, really? So now we're having branding issues? So their motto before used to be, life is short, have an affair. Ha ha, right. Funny. Okay, well, I had an affair, and it's not funny. There's nothing funny about it at all. I was married for 17 years. In year 14, I had an affair. I was 42 years old, and I met a guy who had four children like I did. We got along. We had a great physical chemistry, mentally,
flirtatious
intellectually.
Going on.
Yes, he was good looking. He had a giant
crank.
I know, but I didn't know that before the affair. I'm just trying to be funny. I know I shouldn't be.
It just happened to be one of those things that worked out.
Yeah, it happened to be one of those things that really wasn't a pinky one. So, you know, and this is a very hard thing for me to talk about because, you know, it's hard to be vulnerable. It's hard to talk about. You two have never been there, obviously, because you have been married 17 years and you don't know what it's like to look across the table every night, the same person, and you're always wondering what else is out there. And that's the challenge in life. And 40 million people or 30 million people have signed up for Ashley Madison because they are looking for an affair, for a safe place to have an affair. I mean, safe. I mean, that's an odd word to
but
say.
But if you, actively go looking for an affair, I think you're kind of an asshole. Like, if yours is different. It happened organically. Like, that's the history of affairs.
It did happen organically.
That's totally different than being like, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to go find someone.
Yeah.
Like, if you're at that point, then it's like, well, then just get a divorce. You're not meant to be married.
That side encourages an attitude that people literally wake up in the morning and think to themselves, I want to have an affair.
You know what?
Today.
Fuck
I mean,
it.
It's absurd.
I need to bang someone else. I'm going to get
okay,
on Ashley Madison.
Okay, so you're making me feel maybe a little bit better about my affair. But, I mean, the thing is, the guy I'm dating, his wife had an affair on him, and so he's gun-shy. He looks at me and he thinks, well, you had an affair, and you cheated on your husband, you're going to cheat on me. I mean, that's hard. So now, am I going to be forever labeled as the cheater? I mean, nobody wants that.
No.
I mean, this is tough shit. So, to talk about, and, you know, I wholeheartedly admitted that I had left the marriage before I had left the marriage, and sometimes when we have affairs, we do both. We have the affair with the person we're having the affair with, and we still maintain this relationship, sexual, with our spouse, and that is one thing I didn't do, because once I was done, I was done. I couldn't go back. And I know people that have affairs and they're fucking what else is out there. And they come home and they still fuck their spouse. And I don't get that. I shouldn't make any excuses for you shouldn't minimize one affair over another. But I never told my husband, I'm done. I'm coming back to you. Like that was too hard. So I know there's so many people out there that have a propensity to cheat. And so then I think, well, you know, we were joking about the Bible and what it says. And of course, till death do us part. Well, that's when we lived to be 35. And so it was easy. You know, mine didn't happen at 42. So when everything was written and people only lived to be 35, and now, fuck, I'm 42. Where in there does it say, okay, well, once we're past our 40s? Because things change. We change. People change. People evolve. And if you evolve and he doesn't evolve, or we move on and you're someone and he's not, and you wake up and you're like 17 years later and you're like, fuck, I can't do this. I know there are people that listen to this and go, they're lying to their spouses and they are having an affair. And having an affair is not, it's not easy. And so my friends that are swingers, which I love about them, is they have an open sexual relationship. Right.
Yeah.
And for me, I wanted sex with someone else. I mean, I just had this urge deep inside me. It's like these people on this whole Ashley Madison, they want to have sex with someone else besides their spouse. So then I think, why do we have to make it where it's cheating? Why can't marriages be more open? I don't have an answer to that, because, and I told my husband, I said, I want an open marriage. And he said, I'm not game for that. So,
and I get it.
So then you have one person who wants to try sex with other people. And because I came into my sexual revelation after, you know, the man who molested me died. And I was like, well, I need to go out there. I need to try this. I'm adventurous. And I didn't know I was that adventurous. I thought I could do this, but then I couldn't.
When you had your affair, did the thought of your husband being with someone else bother you?
No,
that would have happened?
Not at all.
Okay. See, that's exactly my, yeah, because I would, I feel like I could be end up in that situation where it's like you think about, you know, wanting to be with someone else, whatever. You see a lot of people, you'd be like, I would love to bang that person. But then I'm like, you know what? As cool as an open thing sounds or whatever, I can't bear the thought of some other guy banging my girlfriend.
Okay, right.
Right.
So, and he couldn't bear the thought of that. And then I just said, I don't care. And I moved on and had the affair. And it's the worst way to end a marriage. I mean, they are constantly saying, just leave the marriage before you have the affair. And there is no answer. There's no right. There's no wrong. It's just, this is what it is. And I don't advocate it, even though I did it. And I think that if you're going to do it, you know, make solid choices, because there are, you know, everything that we do in this life, there is a consequence. And I have suffered for it. And my children have suffered for it. And all my children know I had an affair. And they have been honest, and I've been honest and open with them. And that's a hard thing, to look at your children in the eyes and say, yes, I was with somebody else when I was with daddy. That's hard. And that never gets easy. So with my children, I'm talking about this, and it is so uncomfortable. And it, but it's, I mean, it's who I am.
So I have one big question for you.
Okay.
Would you ever get married again?
That's a tough question. The guy I'm dating, I really care about, but I don't know how to be married to someone. And I think I would be upset if he slept with somebody else.
Yeah.
So.
And you would probably be upset if you did too.
Well, he knows I'm crazy, so I don't know.
But I'm telling you, it probably does on some level.
I bet it bugs him.
I bet he thinks about it.
Yeah.
So, but so I mean, I'm thinking, well, okay, so we care about each other. Why can't we go do this swinging thing? Because it's just sex, right?
Right.
So, but then there's this thing called jealousy.
Right.
Exactly.
So you throw in jealousy.
If that factors in at all, you better bow out.
And that's the problem. You can't be jealous. And so I could have my affair, I think, because I wasn't jealous. But now I think I would be jealous. And it's such a double standard. It's like, wait a minute. You can't have it one way and then have it another way. So maybe feelings do come into play in all this. It's so hard. Is it sex? Is it intimacy? Is it jealousy? Is it, what is it? And you guys are still young into your marriages, or not your marriages, your relationships. But I don't have the answers. I'm just telling you, I had an affair and it hurt a lot of people, and there are probably better ways to go about ending a marriage. And this was a 17-year marriage. You are giving me the pinky penis.